you back. As you know, the entire race for governor on the Republican side was turned completely upside down. You know that, of course. When five of the candidates, were taken off the ballot because they didn't have the proper signatures and everything else. So new polling, different. And one of the candidates, Tudor Dixon, surging, especially in the Detroit area. According to new polling from Mitchell Research and Communications, Steve Mitchell joining me here. Steve, good to have you back on the program.
It's always my pleasure. Great to be with you today, Steve.
Really enjoy having you here. All right, so I'm looking through the numbers here. Okay, first of all, it did shake this race right to its foundations, didn't it? Half the field was pulled out completely, right?
Yeah, unbelievable. Rather incredible. James Craig, who had been leading throughout the entire campaign, had insufficient signatures. And Perry Johnson, who was spending the most money and who had to be considered the second front runner in the race, also did not qualify for the ballot, as did the three other candidates. So now the 10-person field is down to a 5-person field.
Although James Craig says he's mounting a write-in campaign, I haven't heard much about that since he made that comment. So it doesn't sound like you give that much hope either. So let's talk about the people that will appear on the ballot. Tudor Dixon, Kevin Rinke, Ryan Kelly, Garrett Soldano, and Ralph Rebrandt will appear for the Republicans. Your brand-new polling shows a cluster at the top with Dixon, Rinke, and Kelly, 15, 15, and 13. But you conclude in this research that Tudor Dixon really has surged in the numbers, hasn't she?
She really has. And the reason for the surge is obviously a very effective TV ad in the Detroit metro community and the Detroit media market. She's leading in that market with 28% of the vote. Kevin Rinke is at 18 and Ryan Kelly's at 9. But when you look at the rest of the state where she is not doing any advertising, she's only averaging 7%. In the other four major media markets in the state of Michigan. So to me, there's a cause and effect here, and the cause and effect is that she went up with a very effective ad in Detroit, and as a result of that, moved into a tie with the other two leading candidates, Kelly and Rinke. So it's really a very, very close race. It would seem to me if she goes up statewide, and I suspect she is at some point, given that she's now been endorsed by the Michigan Chamber, the Michigan Right to Life, and the DeVos family, that she probably has a good chance of moving ahead of the other two candidates.
So if she takes that advertising message, because here's the challenge, let's be honest about this, Steve. The all five of these people collectively, I don't know if you would get, you know, a quarter of Michigan that would say, okay, I know these people. Name recognition is low for all of them, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's why you've got almost half the voters, 46%, undecided at this point. They really don't know a great deal about the candidates. But you're always in an advantage. If you're in a race with four men and you're the woman candidate, that's beneficial because often both men and women will vote for a woman against men, and especially when there's only one woman against so many other male candidates.
So all those guys are picking on her.
Well, they're not picking on her, but it's a matter of that some voters, and we've got Governor Gretchen Whitmer, very popular, again winning the nomination when she ran for governor as well. So,
well, I don't know if she's very popular today. That's a different polling set of numbers. I mean, we know that Joe Biden's not popular right now anywhere, right? I just looked at the newest numbers at 538, and at Real Clear Politics, he's just about at his lowest level ever. He's almost 17 points down on the Real Clear Politics average. That can't help Gretchen Whitmer much now, can it?
No, the real problem legislative races here in Michigan is a huge albatross around their neck. Right now, Joe Biden has a 3.5% lower favorable than Donald Trump did at the comparable time in 2018. That's how unpopular. Biden is the most unpopular American president since World War II at this time in his presidency. And that is going to be very difficult for all Democratic candidates to overcome. This is going to be a big, unless there's some major change, this is going to be a very big Republican year because it's an off year and you have a very unpopular president with high inflation and other problems.
So less popular than Trump or Gerald Ford or Lyndon Johnson? I mean, that's really...
Or Jimmy Carter.
Or Jimmy Carter. I mean, Steve, wow. I mean, and so, I mean, I can see the future. I don't even need a crystal ball. I'm riding with Biden, proclaimed Whitmer. I'm riding with Biden. And, well, you're not riding very far at $5 a gallon, are you? I mean, this stuff writes itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that, and Governor Whitmer is a very effective campaigner. That's why she's the governor of the state of Michigan right now. But in the campaigns, there are sometimes events that go beyond anything you can control. And when your party's president, as was the case in 2018, a number of congressmen lost, a number of other elected officials lost because they were on the ticket with Donald Trump. Or Donald Trump was president. They weren't on the ticket with him, but he was president. It was an off year. And as a result of that, a lot of Republicans lost. Well, that comes back around this time, as it always does, except for two times since World War II, that the party in power loses a lot of seats in Congress and in legislative offices and governorships.
Steve Mitchell here from Mitchell Research. Let me game something out with you. We got about a minute and a half here, Steve. All right, let's say that you're right that Dixon rises to the top because she does better against men as the only woman in the race, and she becomes the nominee. Doesn't that also disarm Gretchen Whitmer from a lot of her tactics of running against a man? Those are taken off the table because Tudor Dixon has four children. She's a mom. She's a working mother. She's a business person. A lot of the things that the Governor Gretchen Whitmer will use from her quiver, from her arsenal, won't be there if that were the actual matchup. Yes or no?
That's absolutely correct. And Caitlin Buss in the Detroit News wrote an article, an op-ed exactly saying that changes the whole race if Governor Whitmer has to run against another woman.
What do you think happens? I mean, up against a generic Republican, the last polling I saw, it was a dead heat. Actually, Whitmer was down by a point, but statistically a dead heat. It could really be an interesting race to November, couldn't it?
And that's exactly what I've shown. The problem I see for Whitmer, who's, by the way, I had her job approval last time at 49%, but she seems to be underperforming in terms of the share of the vote that she's getting. She's only got about 44-45% of the vote, which means she's well under 50%, and that's dangerous for an incumbent. So the potential is there if Tudor Dixon's the nominee to change the dynamics of the race, and it could be a very close race for governor in Michigan this year.
That's interesting. Steve Mitchell, good conversation. Thank you for the latest information and the polling. I'm sure we'll see more of it, and we'll have more of these conversations before we get to November, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
There you have it. All right. Steve Mitchell, Mitchell Research. It does change everything. On a side note, though, Tudor Dixon's father died Wednesday of this week, so she's off the campaign trail for a bit of time dealing with certainly a difficult time personally, but I'm sure she will be back. We'll keep an eye on it for you here on the Steve Gruber Show. If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber. An American company that supports wildlife conservation, Muskox, a Michigan company, donates $10 for every purchase of $100 that support American wildlife conservation. Muskox, a brand that is dead set on adventure and the highest quality clothing that stands up to the test of time, like the Charleston Performance Hoodie, perfect for the Michigan outdoors, or my personal favorite, the Quick Dry Quarter Zip. It keeps you comfortable in almost any environment. Go to GoMuskox.com and find the best quality outdoor gear. GoMuskox.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.